You can still see the fire-ravaged hillside more than a mile away. You can still hear those winds that fanned the flames.
And embers from that finally got to this building, which had wood structures on this end and wood structures on the other end. Didn't hurt the rock wall there in the front.
That's all that's left, really.
That's all that's left.
We're looking at a shell of a building here with a metal and stone wall that's probably been there for 100 and something years.
150, wow. 1869.
Wow. The sign says, open for wine tasting. Mark Dankowski's doing the pouring.
You know, it's going to be probably 3 years before it's rebuilt, and we're going to pour right here out of the barn.
Let's pour a glass of this right now.
Sure.
If you wouldn't mind. That sounds good. I'm going to go ahead and take a little taste.
Go ahead.
In the name of journalism. Love the tannin.
Yeah, it's seductive spice notes.
What do you think?
I think this is fabulous. It's very fruity.
Yeah.
And it's light. I like light.
We said, let's go visit some wineries. And we've been here before. Always enjoyed it. And
it looked a little different when you were here before?
Looked a little different. Well, I admired their fortitude and carrying on. And I'm sure the customers appreciated it greatly, too.
Yeah, I mean, the burned up beams and all the twisted metal and everything, it's all still right here.
Yep.
What a reminder.
Exactly.
Comeback of Soda Rock. Jim Taylor, KCBS.